Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Our God is an amazing God. He is a mighty God, a holy God, a righteous God, the King of Kings, the creator of the universe, and he put us in it. And he has never left us. He has never forsaken us. We're so grateful to the Most High God today. We love and adore him. We bless him. We honor his presence. He is omnipresent here, there, and everywhere all over the world. We are grateful that we could call his name. And we are grateful that he said and he promised in his word, and he is not a man that he should lie, that his thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. What an amazing Father we serve. We honor the Most High God, Jehovah El Elyon. We thank God for that he is God, he is Lord, he's the King of Kings, the Shepherd of Shepherds. We adore him, we bless him, we honor him, we give him glory, praise, and thanksgiving for who he is. He is the Almighty Father. In case you haven't met him, let me introduce you to him. He's the one who keeps breath in your body. He's the one who said, let there be light, and there was light. He was the one who created the sun, the moon, the stars, and the earth. He was the one who created the first garden where Adam and Eve were birthed, where Adam and Eve lived. And he's the one, Lord, he's the one, Lord God, the only God, the true and living Father that keeps the earth on turning on its axis every day. In case you don't know his name, let me introduce you to him again. He's the Most High God. He's the only true and living Father. That's the one that thinks of us more than the grains of sand. The one that is awesome and powerful, the Most High God. In case you don't know his name, he is Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. He is Jehovah Sidkenu, a righteous God. He's Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. He's more than we can ever think or imagine. He is a God. He's a God that created everything. He's the one that keeps breath in your body. He's the one true and living God that he's faithful. He said that in his word that he loves us. He loves us with an everlasting love. He commanded us to love him back. With all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. That's how much he wants us to love him. And then, you know, he added one on to that. He said we're to love each other like we love ourselves. So I thank God today. Oh, yeah, we are loving him, loving each other in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for the children. Oh, God, the children that come on weekly. We thank you for them and for their families, oh God. We bless you today. We honor you today. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. You are magnificent, God. You are holy, God, a righteous God. You are the King that created all the kings in the world in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you today as the children, oh God, are very dear to your heart. You said, don't stop the children. Allow them to come to me because they are part of the kingdom too. And many people are disobedient to you. They're stopping the children. They're saying they're too young. They're saying they don't have time to bring them to serve you. They're saying that this is not important, that they'll learn about you later. Or they're telling them lies that Jesus is not Lord. So, Father, you said if you deny me before other men, before people, I'll deny you before my Heavenly Father. So, Father, we just thank and bless you today. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. You are the Most High God. You are the Mighty One. You are the Holy One. And we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the children. Hallelujah.
For me, I stand alone on the word of God,
Amen. That's the book for me, you, and everybody. You know, there are many books that are written, but that book outlasts every book, the Bible, basic instructions before leaving the earth. God didn't leave us in the dark. He wants us to be in the light. He said he wants us to be knowledgeable, understand his word. He loves us so much. So I praise God and I thank God for you. Good afternoon, everyone. Today is June the 22nd. Seemed like it was just May. Oh, June the 22nd. Today is Tuesday. My God, Jesus loves the children. We look forward to listening to the children sing and pray weekly. We are so blessed when we listen to the children every week. They have, oh, my God, wonderful songs and prayers. Today, we're so grateful for every child that's on today. Well, we are sad to say that little Adelie's not coming on today. We just love Miss Adelie. But, you know, some days the children got things to do, too. So we love all the children. And we're going to go to Florida today because we know that Sister Julia's on, Minister Julia, with her great grandsons and with Joe. So we thank God that they're going to sing and pray. Good afternoon, Minister Julia Walker. How are you today?
Good afternoon, everyone. Today we have
Zaire, and I'm going to turn 8 years old. King, and I'm finna turn 6 years old.
I'm King, and I'm about to turn 7 years old.
My name is just turned 11. I'm 32 old.
Amen. Okay. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Because God is good
all the time.
And all of the time.
God is good.
Okay, let's pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we give our debts. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that is evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. No.
Make me not on a green
path. Leave your shot to steal the world. Restore my soul. Send me the
fuck out.
Yes, Lord, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil. Not with me. My rod, that staff, they comfort me. Thou put a prayer for me. In the presence of my enemies. So no shall hit the wall. My cup runneth on. She is in his mercy upon me. All the days of my life. And I shall go on and have the Lord forever. Amen.
Let not your heart be troubled. Believe me not. Lay God for me. I'm
going to talk. I'm getting back. The one I saw. I'm not chosen. I'll go and perplex you. I'm going to perplex you. I'll come again and speak to you. Speak to myself. Though I am, there in me, and in yourself. In the world I go, in the way you go. Come stand still. Lord, you know what I want. I come in all the way. He said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father. Love on me.
God. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the sun. Thank you for the moon. Thank you for the stars. Thank you for letting me be on this world. Thank you for my soul. Thank you for my entire family. Thank you for the city. Amen. God, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the day that I'm soon for. Thank you for my grandma. Thank you for my great grandma. Thank you for my great great grandma. Thank you for my mom. Thank you for my daddy. Thank you for my brothers. Thank you for my sisters. Amen.
God, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the day I've never seen before. God, thank you for shirts on my back. Thank you for shoes on my feet. Thank you for socks on my feet. And thank you for my soul. And thank you for God's son that died on the cross for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Joe.
Yes, ma'am. Our Lord and our God and our praise in the Lord. And our goodness and our praise in the God. And our abundance in the Lord and our God. And our other happy man, my cousin, that you king. And our saying good in the Lord and the God. And thank you for the singing video. As I do, amen.
Amen.
God, keep us covered under precious blood, and don't break the circle. Amen. Now, Lord, keep me covered under precious blood, and don't break the circle. In Jesus' name, amen.
God, all the time.
God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time.
Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time.
Amen.
I can do all things.
Praise
God. Let's sing.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain,
break
every
chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. I hear a chain falling.
Amen.
Amen.
Joe
wants
to sing the song.
Joe wants to sing the song.
Okay. Sitting down, he said, because the Lord been good to us. We thank you for the lives of being on the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello?
Hello? Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Did you say Joe want to sing or y'all finished?
Yeah, he just sung.
Yeah, I did.
He sung Stand Up, Sitting Down.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I just didn't
okay.
hear it. Okay.
I know.
All right. Thank
one
you
thing.
So much.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank
you
all for coming. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Minister Judy Walker, her three great grandsons, and Joe. I ask you to bless the family like never before. I thank you that they are learning of you at an early age, and they're having great peace in their lives. I thank you for providing the desires of their heart according to your plan. I thank you, Lord God, that they are protected under the shadow of your almighty wings. I thank you, Lord God, for direction and guidance for them and for their families. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, the girls from Mississippi are not on today either, but we thank God for each of you who came on today. I love each of you. Thank you all so much for coming on. So today we have Sister Vivian is going to host on today. Good afternoon, Sister Vivian. How are you? Minister Vivian, you there? She's
yes,
on,
I'm
she's
here.
Not...
trying to get the phone off of mute. I have a hard time getting this phone. I'm talking and on mute. But anyway, praise God. I thank God for each one of you on name by name. As God blessings continually upon you. Amen. Okay.
Here we have Sister Annette. Okay.
Hold a second, hold a second. Hold it. I misplaced my pen now. Okay, good.
Sister Annette.
And Sister Mary Coleman. And me.
All right. And me. Praise the Lord. And we are so grateful of the children that we just heard. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to start off with Sister Annette. Would you pray for the children that's left behind from the explosion in the sea? If there was children left behind, pray for the suffering children and the loss of their parents.
Okay. So you said children left behind after the explosion in the sea?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not familiar with it, but praise God. Father, we just thank you for the privilege and opportunity to come before your presence today in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you that we know that you're sovereign. We know that you're all-knowing, all-present, and all-seeing. And God, we ask you to have mercy toward those children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know the heartaches, the pains, the suffering, Lord God. But we ask you, Lord God, to buffer them, Lord God, with your love and your compassion and your mercy. We pray that you would loose laborers across their path who would minister to their every need in the name of Jesus. We pray that you would comfort and strengthen them, and through this situation, Lord God, that it would draw them nigh unto you in the name of Jesus. Father, even the parents that are left, Lord God, we just ask you for mercy and grace to abound. Oh, God, oh, Rababashe, Ke, Shande, Roboshe, oh, God of mercy, mercy, hope, and help. Hear our cry tonight, God of strength, God of comfort. We call on you on behalf of these people. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we pray that everything that the devil meant for evil, that you would turn it around for good. Father, that this would be a defining time in their lives, that it would push them toward you, Lord God, and not away from you. In the name of Jesus. So we just ask you, Lord God, for salvation. We ask you, Father, for financial provisions for these children. In the name of Jesus, we just ask you, Lord God, to have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, according to your loving kindness and tender mercies. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Sister Mary Coleman, can you pray for children that have lost their parents to gun violence?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we come to you today in the matchless name, Lord Jesus, praying for these children that have lost their parents in gun violence, Father. We are asking you, Heavenly Father, to comfort them. Let the adults that are around them, Heavenly Father, be attentive to them, to their needs. Be compassionate to them. Heavenly Father, be there for them through their suffering. I'm aware of how someone feels when they've lost a loved one. They need comfort, Lord. Father, let them grow, return to you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let the adults round them provide an atmosphere where they would learn to grow toward you, Lord. Father, I ask you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus, to have mercy upon these children, to have mercy upon them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. And let the caregivers, loved ones, the parents that are near them, Heavenly Father, be there, Heavenly Father, to provide for their needs, whatever their needs be, Heavenly Father. Not only during the mourning time, Heavenly Father, of their parents, but throughout their journey, Heavenly Father. Be there for them to provide shelter, clothing, food, whatever their needs are, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let them grow to identify with you and not turn to the world. In Jesus' name, we pray, Father. I pray for the blood of Jesus to be over these children. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would give them strength and courage to face whatever challenge they have to face in life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Sister G, pray against generational curse. This thing been following them for years down through the years, the same thing.
All right. Father, you're an awesome God, and you are in the blessing business. But, Lord, the enemy comes in, creeps in, and brings curses upon children. And so, Father, generation after generation after generation, in the name of Jesus, have been going through one curse after the other. And so, Father, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to break every generational curse, lying, stealing, cheating, adultery, fornication, drugs, alcohol, abuse, whatever the neglect, whatever the generational curse is in the family, Lord. Separation, divorce, whatever it is, we're asking you, Lord, to break it, not allow it to come on to this present generation, that, Lord, they would be free of every curse, because every child wants a blessing rather than a curse. So, Father, we cut it off at the root. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare blessings will flow to the children, not curses, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, what their forefathers did, they will not inherit it. They will inherit the goodness of God. They will inherit favor. They will inherit all the blessings that Deuteronomy 28 talks about. So we just honor your presence and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, no other name. Because in your name, God, there's deliverance. There, in your name, oh God, there is power, Lord God. We pray, oh God, that children will begin to live out their destiny. They will turn from their wicked ways, oh God, and desire to follow after you, Lord God. We pray this afternoon, as you said, where two or three are gathered in your name, you be in the midst, oh God. So we are praying, oh God, that children, oh Father God, will recognize, oh God, the life, oh God, that you have given unto them. They want to live out that life to the fullness in goodness and mercy of you, oh God, that they will, oh God, live out a life, oh God, that is pleasing to you, oh Father God. We pray into this afternoon, oh God, that children will recognize the wrong way and go the right way and not do the things, oh Father God, trying to be, oh God, more than the other, or trying to be flattery, or whatever the case may be, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they, oh Father God, will hold their heads up, oh God, turn from sin, run from it, whatever they have to do, God, not get involved in it, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We are praying, oh Father God, oh God, that they be lifted up from that thing, oh God, that's trying to hold them bound in the name of Jesus, but they are free in the Holy Ghost. Oh God, we pray, oh God, Father God, that they will, oh, taste and see that you are good and that you are good all the time, God. You've been good ever since they've been born, oh God, came into this world, God,
Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, let them know that you are good to them, God. You are good, God. You are good, God, God. And, God, you will not turn your back on them, oh, God. So they don't have to be afraid of losing, oh, God. Father, God, you got their hand. God, you got angels, oh, God, to help them. Father, in the name of Jesus, to help them in every way they feel weak, oh, God. Fill them up and make them strong, oh, God, in the power of your might, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, oh, God, Father, God, they will stand and stand strong and be bold in the power of your might, God, that they will stand for, oh, God, the truth and only the truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's pray, Sister Annette, pray for, yes, pray for children are unable to sleep at night because they have seen so much going on in our cities. Praise God.
Okay. And Lord God, we thank you, Father. And Father, your word says that you give your beloved sweet sleep. So, Father, we're asking you to have mercy upon the children. Lord God, so much is going on in the world today. And, Father, the robberies, the murders, the shootings, all of the things are going on. But, God, we know even in that you're able to give us sleep, Father, and to give the children sleep. And so we ask you, Lord God, that their parents, Lord God, that first of all, that they be saved, that and that they would try to train up the children to know that no matter what goes on, that you're with them, you never leave them, you never forsake them, that they would teach them the promises of Psalm 91, Lord God, the promises that angels are encamping around about them, Father God, that you never leave them or forsake them, God, that they would speak the word, that they would teach the word over them, Father, because you said faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So we pray that their parents, Lord God, would have salvation, that they would be able to instruct them and also not only instruct them, but they would be examples, Lord God, Father, that they would show them that they trust you, Lord God, and that they believe that you're able to protect them, that they can lay down, oh God, and have rest and peace in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God. We know it's your word. We know it's your spirit, God, that makes the difference. So we pray not only their parents, but people who are in their path, Lord God, their relatives, their neighbors, God, would encourage them. And, Father, that fear would not grip them. So we just bind the spirit of fear, worry, and anxiety. We break the threefold cord in the name of Jesus, and we curse the seed and root of it. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus, Father. And, Father, as we bind those unclean, evil spirits, Father, we loose your peace, your rest, your trust, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, cover them with your blood in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray that even in those cities, that if police officers need to be there to protect them or they have some kind of neighborhood organization to try to be on watch for each other, God, that they would step up to the plate and do the things they can do in the name of Jesus. So we just ask you, Lord God, to grant those children, Father, asleep, Father, in the name of Jesus. And then above all, we do pray for their salvation as well, Father, that you would save, sanctify, consecrate them for your kingdom in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father, and we just pray, Lord God, that there be a revival that would break forth, Lord, throughout the nation, Lord God. Father, our children need you, Lord God, like never before. And we ask you, Father, to make a way because you are the way, the truth, and the life. So we're looking to you today, Lord God. You are the author and the finisher of their faith, and you know how essential sleep is. So we ask you to let it be unto them, O God, according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister G, pray against children getting burned up in homes in fires.
All right, Father, in the name of Jesus, you're an awesome God, a mighty God, a holy God, a righteous God. And we pray protection for every child, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that they would understand that fire can be dangerous, Lord. And many people have bars all around their home, but Lord, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they would teach the children, oh God, where the keys are, keep the doors ready to get out, even the windows, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for security in the name of Jesus. Thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We bless you. In the name of Jesus, for security in the home so that there's a fire, that the firemen will show up. We pray there are smoke detectors all around the home, in the home, in every area so that, Lord, that the smoke detectors would go off and the police, which the fire department would show up if there's any smoke. Oh, God, I thank you that the children would not get burned up in fires or caught in the midst of a fire, Lord God, that they would be protected in the name of Jesus in every room in their home. We decree and declare holy angels dispatched around them for divine protection in the name of Jesus. Lord, if smoke happens to come in, Lord God, we decree and declare, Lord, that the smoke will not overtake them, that they'll find a route out, or the police, the firemen will get there quickly, Lord God, and they will not be overtaken by the smoke, by the fire. There will be a way of escape. You're an awesome Father, and you make a way of escape for them. So I thank you for doing it, Lord God. They are protected. We decree and declare no fires, even in the California area where there are a lot of fires going on, Lord. We decree and declare no fires will come into their homes in the name of Jesus. But we thank you, Lord God, for divine protection and divine direction in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Father God, we are coming against this anger problem in our children. They are angry, at least the thing you say to them. Their mouths are turned up, God. They are, oh God, depressed and oppressed, oh God, sitting alone, God. We are coming against the spirit, oh God, that's coming up on them, oh God, that's making them feel depressed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, making them feel that they are lonely. There's no place around them where they just feel like they just sitting around and lost. God, we're coming against these spirits, and it's more than one, God. Yeah, these are spirits, oh God, of the enemy, oh God, that is surrounding them and oh God, clouding their mind, their thoughts, their walk, got them where they can't even go nowhere. Just sit down and be, oh God, groggy, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm coming against this anger spirit. I curse it from the root in the name of Jesus, that our children, oh God, will wake up from the slumber. Wake up from the enemy that's trying to hold them. Wake up and live a lot, overcoming life in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, shake them, oh, Father God, and let the Holy Spirit, God, come in their room, oh God, and cause a rumbling and a tumbling, oh God. They'll get up in the name of Jesus. Won't be slothful in the name of Jesus. But, oh God, declare, God, that you are Lord and God in their lives, oh God, Father God. Father, I'm praying, oh God, oh Father, for our children, oh God. Oh God, whatever is causing them, oh God, oh Father God, to sit around and mope and moan, God, Lord, this be the day. This be the day that they get up, oh God, and find pleasure, oh God, that's in laughter, oh God. Spend the time with someone who's willing, oh God, to spend it with them, oh Father God. And find that time of laughter and praise unto you. Know that God, you are God, and there is none other besides you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Sister Annette, pray that the hands of the enemy be loose from those children that are kidnapped.
Father, as we pray for the children who have been kidnapped, God, we pray that the powers of Satan, the powers of hell would be broken over their lives in the name of Jesus. Those people that the enemy has used, we pray that they be arrested by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We pray that people who know what's going on would be convicted, as well as those people that they would yield and say, I can't do it any longer. Enough is enough in the name of Jesus. We pray that neighborhood watches where people see what's going on, that they would have the boldness and the courage and the strength, Lord God, to stand up and call the anonymous lines or whatever, God, to say what's going on in the name of Jesus. So we ask you to snatch the kids out of the hand of the enemy, Lord God. Father, make a way of escape for them in the name of Jesus. Father, give them wisdom. Lord God, that if an opportunity arises and they can get away, Father, give them wisdom, oh God, on what to do and how to do it in the name of Jesus. So we just ask you, Lord God, to protect them even while they're in this situation, but we ask you to make a way of escape. And, Lord, we pray that those people be that the sentences and stuff, the punishment would be great, that they would not be able to get away with it and just move on to something else, that the society would not condone their behavior and let them get away literally scot-free. So we pray for steep sentences in the name of Jesus. So we ask you, Lord God, to make a way of escape, Father. We ask you in the meantime to keep them safe, Lord God. And Father, we pray that they will not be exploited sexually, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray your protection over them, Lord. Cover them with your blood, Lord God. Father, have mercy upon those children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just pray for their mindset. Lord God, let them know, God, even in that situation, send a word, send someone, God, to let them know, God, that you love them. And that you will never leave them or forsake them. And Father, we just ask you to make a way of escape. Father, let them escape like a bird out of the snare of the fowler in the name of Jesus. So we're asking you for a way of escape. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Mary Coleman, pray for children that are in daycares, that they don't be touched by some hand that shouldn't touch them.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the Master's name, Lord Jesus, praying for these children, the little ones in daycare, Heavenly Father, that they are not touched in any way at all, Heavenly Father. We are praying for their safety. We pray for their protection, Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray that the caregivers that's in the daycare, Heavenly Father, would be alert to any signals that that they see that a child might have been touched and reported, Heavenly Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to cover these children, Heavenly Father, with the blood, Heavenly Father. Place a hedge of protection around them, Lord. Bless, Heavenly Father, that the parents have a relationship with their children, Heavenly Father, that they can pick up on signals where possibly their children have been harmed or touched in any way at all, Lord, and let them bring it to attention of authorities. And Father, when it's brought to the attention of authorities, Father, bless that it's not just covered under the rug, but it's brought out in the open and let these predators, the people that are attempting to harm children, be bought up, Heavenly Father, and let them be charged with whatever wrong that they have done. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, we know you love little children, and we know, Heavenly Father, and that you will protect them, you watch over them, and we're just asking you, Heavenly Father, to bless their parents, where they would be alert and attentive to these little ones, these little vulnerable babies, Heavenly Father, who cannot take care of themselves. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray, Father. Amen, amen, amen.
Sister G, pray for all children that are spending more time on social media instead of going out looking for a job for the summer.
Okay, we also have Gia. Gia is on with us, and Sister Mary Nichols is on. I don't know. Let me find out. Sister Gia, do you want to pray? Are you able to pray today? Okay, she hung up. She's not able to pray. Sister Mary Nichols, are you able to pray? Are you still driving? Okay, well, I'll pray. Now, you told me to pray for children on social media that they would tell me that
they
again,
just want, they just want to sit around on social media all day, and they don't want to go get a job.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you thanking you, Lord, that you said the parents have a responsibility to their children. And, Father, their responsibility is to train them up in the way that they should go. The children are not responsible for parenting themselves. And many parents refuse to parent them. They're on the cell phone all the time. And so their children are on the cell phone all the time. They pay very little attention to their children. So their children are not required any responsibility. They're not required to make their own bed. They're not required to clean up. They're not required to pick up their toys or their clothes. So they think that life is just a silver platter. So, Father, help the parents to take authority in their home so that their children would have an experience of work at home. So they'll know when they get a certain age. They'll be taught when you get a certain age, you got to work. And, Lord, there are a lot of summer jobs that may be available for the children, but they have to apply for them. So I thank you that parents will begin to talk to them while they're young, train them up to pick up their clothes, to make up their bed, to wash the bathtub out or wash dishes or whatever it is. Because, Lord, it's not the children's fault that they don't get a job. It's the parents that are not training them up. So, Father, we repent on behalf of every parent that's allowing their children to be slothful and unconcerned, and they're doing everything for them. So the children feel like, well, I don't have to work. My mama did it. She made my bed. She washed the dishes. She did this. She did that. A lot of parents say, I'm tired of fussing. But, Lord, you said the rod of correction to you. So I think that the rod of correction will be used, and they'll be trained. When they get a certain age, they won't be slothful because their parents are going to train them in the way they should go. And we give you praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Father God, I bind the spirit of sickness on our children. Children of all ages, from the cradle up, they have some type of sickness. And, Lord God, you say sickness is not of you, Lord God. So, Lord, we're coming against this spirit of sickness that's trying to take your children out in the name of Jesus, Lord. Some of them is in critical condition, God. Some of them, oh, God, have been beaten. Some of them have been hit by different viruses. And, oh, God,
God, and drugs, God. Lord, we're bringing these children before you, Lord God, that they shall live. They shall live and not die in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, help these children that are so vulnerable where they can't help themselves. Holy Spirit is the helper in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, look at the one that's suffering, God. Oh, Father God, take away the pain. Take away the heartache, oh, God. Take away everything that the enemy, oh, God, is trying to do, oh, God, to this child, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, God, some of them, oh, God, oh, done OD'd out there, oh, God. Oh, Father God, on fentanyl and all these different kind of drugs. In the name of Jesus, God, oh, Lord, that little baby, oh, God, that's born blind, God, that little baby, God. I know you said in your word, oh, God, there was a man born blind, but, God, you healed him, oh, Father. And, Lord, we are believing today that these children be healed no matter what age, oh, God. It's not too late for you, God. It's never too late for you, God. To touch, oh God. Lord, touch every boy, every girl, oh God. Oh, Father God, as they grow, God, they are, Father God, being released, oh God, from everything that is trying to keep them, oh God. Oh God, looking in the wrong direction, oh God. Lord, let them look in the direction of you, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we speak healing. We speak healing over their mind. That they have a sound mind in the name of Jesus. We speak healing over their thoughts, that they will think up on those good things. We speak healing, oh God, in their talk. They'll talk about the things that, oh God, where they're peaceful. We speak, oh God, healing for the little babies, oh God, where parents are sitting around where the doctors say they're not going to live, oh God. But, God, we know, God, you hold life in your hands, oh, Father God. And we speak in that this baby shall live, oh, God. Oh, God, many times when the doctors have said the child will never walk, oh, God. Yes, God, you call the limbs to move again, God. Many times, oh, God, the doctors have said different, this child will never make it to a certain age. And, God, these children have gotten to be grown because it's according to your will. It's according to your will, oh, God. And, oh, God, we speak it, oh, God. It's according to your will. They shall live and not die. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Baby Joyce mother on today. Michelin is on. Michelin, are you available to pray today? Okay. Baby Chloe comes just singing in the background and talking so she mama can't pray. All right, Sister Vivian, go ahead.
All right then. Sister Annette,
pray that
children will be given responsibilities this summer, that they will be given much chores to do. Keep them busy.
And Lord God, we just thank you, Father, and we pray that the parents would not take shortcuts and do things for the children, but they would have the strength, Lord God, to let the children do what they can do or what they should do, that they would not just take the easy way out and do it for them in the name of Jesus. We pray that even in terms of activities and stuff, Father, that they be ones that build character in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that as the parents assign the children responsibilities, Lord God, things to do, that they would also reward them, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that they reward them for what they are doing and encourage them, Lord God, to know that you have to be able to to do things in order to survive in this society. So we pray, God, that you would deal with the parents, Lord God, those that are not saved. We pray for their salvation. We especially lift up single mothers, Lord God. Father, by the time they work, come home, got to cook, blah, blah. Father, many times it's just easy. And, Father, as I'm praying, I repent myself of doing more things than I should have done as a parent. And I fell into the trap that it was easier because I was tired. So, Father, I pray that the parents not fall into that lure and that trap, oh, God, of saying I'm tired and that they would not give in, Lord God, to just taking the easy way out. And so we ask for mercy and grace to abound toward the parents, especially the single mothers, Lord God. We just ask you, Lord God, to give them the wisdom, Lord God, on incorporating the children in terms of cooking and washing the dishes and washing clothes or whatever they can do, Father, vacuuming, sweeping, whatever, God, that they would give them that and then not let them get out of it and just say, I'll do it and whatever. So we pray that you give them strength and wisdom and courage, Lord God, and boldness to step up, Lord God, not let the children rule over them, but that they would rule over the children, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we just ask you, Lord God, to let this be a productive summer that would lead to an even more productive life for the children in the name of Jesus. So we just ask you, Lord God, to help them. And we also pray that mentors or relatives, Father, would encourage them and Father, that they would have other people to help in their lives. Sometimes you just need someone to help you. And so we pray that you would send help to help in the time of need. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Sister Mary Coleman, can you pray for mothers to be careful, very careful of letting their children go out and sleep with other young girls because, gayness is so prevalent now. So let's start taking caution of who our children are going out spending the night with.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus, praying for mothers to be careful in regards to letting their children go and spend the night with their friends. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, to let these mothers be aware of the danger now of children practicing what they see when they go to other places. There's so much distraction from what they're taught at home. So when they go and sleep over and have these slumber parties at their friends' homes, the parents don't know what they're going to be seeing. So, Heavenly Father, we just pray that the mothers be aware of the things that are happening in the world today, how so easily it is for children to get caught up in the ways of the world, seeing other children that are gay and thinking it's all right, are seeing them practicing other things like drinking and taking drugs. And their friends say, oh, it's fine, it's all right, it's all right. And the parents don't know anything about it. That's how so many children have turned to drugs, to alcohol, have got caught up in human trafficking, and children being exploited by their parents, letting them go places. There wasn't any parental guidance. and they never knew what their kids was being exposed to. So, Heavenly Father, we pray for parents of today to know how easily it is for their children to be used and to be abused. Heavenly Father, we ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus to sabotage the plan that Satan has for our children, Heavenly Father. The children come into the world copying what they see. They don't come into the world knowing how to drink and how to smoke and do all the things that's in the world. So that's why we are praying, Heavenly Father, for the mothers to be cognizant of the importance of letting their children go where there are chaperones. And if there is not a chaperone, they go. And if they don't be able to go and there is no chaperone, then the children stay at home. So, Heavenly Father, we're just asking you right now in the Master's name, Lord Jesus, to open the eyes of parents to see how easily it is for their children to be caught up in the things of the world. We pray that parents will provide a Christian atmosphere in their home where they can lead their children to Christ, and their children will use Christ as their refuge and follow the instructions of the Holy Spirit as opposed to following instructions of the world. We plead the blood of Jesus over all families, Father, because being a parent is a job, and there is no blue plate. So we ask in you in the matter name, Lord Jesus, to be with all parents, giving them strength and courage to raise their children in a godly manner. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sister G, can you close us out?
Yes. Father, we thank you, Lord God. You said we are to pray without ceasing, Lord. So I pray as we continually pray, even if we hang up this line, we'll continually pray for our children all over the world. I thank you for our toddlers, Chloe, Zoe, Revere, and Devin, Lord God. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. I cover the youth with the blood of Jesus, the children, the youth, the young adults, in the name of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. I cover each and every person who's on the line today. Oh, God, I thank you for them being able to come on today and spend time, an hour in prayer with us, Lord, even those who didn't say a word. I cover all families with the blood of Jesus. We're so grateful, Lord God, that as we open our mouths, you pray through us. I thank you, Lord God, for satisfying us with long life. I thank you, Lord God, for your divine protection, divine direction. And even as we close the line, Lord God, walk with us, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway every day, Lord God. Surely your goodness and your mercy shall follow us every day of our lives, and we will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever and ever. And so, Father, we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving because you are the Almighty Father. You are the Almighty God. And, Lord, those who have special needs today but never said a word, we cover these special needs with the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Whether they have knees that are hurting, headaches, fever, whatever it is, we decree and declare that you are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. The doctors are limited, but you're the unlimited physician. So we thank you for healing coming forth for each and every person that is on today, for their families. And we honor your presence. We just thank you that you are almighty in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I thank each of you all for coming on in the Tuesday prayer line so we can pray for the children. We thank you so much for all that you prayed according to the God's plan for you. We love you so much. Have a God-filled week, a God-filled day, a God-filled month. God loves
Sister
you all
G.
so much. Yes? Yeah?
Sister G, will you be on next Tuesday?
It's the 4th of July.
Yes.
Oh, the 4th. Okay. I'm glad you said that. No, let's just take the 4th of July off next Tuesday, everybody.
Yes, because I won't be on.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We won't be on next Tuesday, everybody. So thank you, Vivian.
Okay. All right.
The following. Thank you so much. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Love y'all.
All right. God bless everybody. Have a great holiday.
Yep. Bye-bye.
The B-I-B-L-E.